Congress passed the Modernizing Government Technology Act late last year, but it still hasn't yet put up the money for the special revolving fund the law calls for. Still, the Office of Management and Budget is taking proposals from agencies, including the Department of Agriculture, which jumped at the chance to get at those funds. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more on how the federal government is standing up the MGT Act.
Since the Modernizing Technology Act passed last December, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been the Trump administration's model for federal IT modernization. It's the first federal agency that will stand up five centers of excellence focused on areas like cloud migration and customer experience. It'll do that with help from the General Services Administration and the White House's Office of American Innovation. At USDA, those centers of excellence will help the agency deliver services like offering loans to farmers through more than 2,000 of the Farm Service Agency's field offices. Chad Sheridan is the chief information officer of the USDA's risk management agency. He said USDA needs to reinvest in its employees in order to improve customer service.
What really starts to resonate, I think, or will definitely resonate with our customers, is showing that we are working for our employees to benefit the customer. I think the feedback we've gotten is often, over and over again, we go into the county office and they're not given the tools or what they need to help me. So why aren't you fixing them? Now, a lot of times it's like, give me more people to do that. And I say, wait a minute, that may not be the right answer. But if we can show tangibly through action that we are improving our employees' ability to deliver delightful service to customers, that's customer experience squared.
That was Chad Sheridan, the CIO of the USDA's Risk Management Agency, speaking last Thursday at an event sponsored by FCIA. The Centers of Excellence will bring federal talent together with private industry to tackle infrastructure and customer service issues. Joanne Collins-Smee is the Acting Director of Technology Transformation Services and the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. She says right now, GSA is laser-focused on standing up USDA's Centers of Excellence, but looking ahead, she wants USDA to set an example for other agencies who want to set up COEs.
We are thrilled that USDA is our first client. So we have started this work with USDA. We're in the very initial stages. We are standing up those five COEs in USDA. The model is that we start in USDA, we'll be there for probably 2 years, or at least parts of the team there for 2 years. We also have top IT talent from USDA that was chosen by the USDA team that is part of the COEs. So they're embedded with our COE teams for the next 2 years to learn, and then they will be left as kind of the next vanguard in terms of the way we do things, what the technology is. And that model is to be replicated then to other agencies, other parts of the government.
That was Joanne Collins-Smee, the Acting Director of Technology Transformation Services and the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. But to get IT modernization off the ground, GSA and USDA need money from Congress. The MGT Act set up a government-wide technology modernization fund and authorizes more than $250 million annually for fiscal years 2018 and 2019. But Congress hasn't appropriated those funds yet. It will likely pass an omnibus spending package before the March 23rd deadline. If Congress does pass a spending deal and not another continuing resolution, agencies will soon see how much funding the TMF gets. Even though Congress has yet to approve funding for the TMF, the Office of Management and Budget just released details about the board that will oversee the Technology Modernization Fund. The TMF board will be led by federal CIO Suzanne Kent and officials from GSA, the Departments of Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs, the U.S. Digital Service, the Social Security Administration, and the Small Business Administration. The board's first meeting is on March 12th. Smee said the board will review projects that will improve the government's cyber position and its customer service. Meanwhile, she said GSA is getting ready to take a big first step with the Centers of Excellence at USDA.
We're about to make the awards for the first phase of the Centers of Excellence, and that phase is basically the assessment, planning, and in some cases, initial activities will begin. And then in the end of the year, we'll be ready to make the next set of awards for what we call phase two, which is actually the execution, or what I call the heavy lifting. Those firms that will help us actually do the migrations to the cloud, that will help us do the infrastructure optimizations, and we'll be doing specific parts of the client experience work.
In addition to the Technology Modernization Fund, the MGT Act also sets up working capital funds at each agency to help them stand up their own centers of excellence. Looking ahead, Smee says GSA is looking at tools like automation to help shrinking federal workforces deliver a high level of customer service.
We want to be able to instrument and include things like RPA, which you all know is heavily used in the private industry, RPA, robotic process automation, which we've seen lots of efficiencies gained using that. The other thing are different levels of intelligent systems, so that a citizen can contact an agency and then maybe be able to get steps 1 through 4 answered through an intelligent system and only have to go to a person if it takes a certain path. So again, those are tried and true industry products and processes that are out there. So we're looking at bringing the best of private industry with the best of federal government to make those fundamental changes.
At USDA, Sheridan says working with GSA and OAI, he's seen a paradigm shift in how the federal government looks at delivering services to the public. In the future, he says there could be more collaboration across agencies to deliver services.
There's enough people now, I think, and GSA in particular, is designed to help bring us together. And if you look at some of the things that the Office of American Innovation is trying to bring, is starting to help us think outside of the authorizing statutes, not to do things that we're not authorized to do, but to think of the customers first and then go back and say, hey, Congress, could you help us out here because the way we're organized or the way we're authorized is actually hurting our citizens or not enabling us to drive or work together.
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com in 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out his story at FederalNewsRadio.com.